These are the districts. If Democrats can win a seat like this, they're going to get a lot of momentum.
The seat was held by Congressman Tom Price, who left Congress to become Secretary of Health and Human Services in the Trump administration. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland. It is I, Chauncey Hallworth, and my sidekick.
You sound so disappointed.
And my sidekick.
I thought I'd be someone else today.
Sean, but... yeah, I woke up this morning, I thought I'd be somebody else. And I looked in the mirror and I thought, oh, you're built for radio. Yeah, no, I just got off work, and so,
yeah,
you know.
Well. Yeah, say no more on that.
Off work and into work and off work and into work, you know. It's the American way, though. I'm a good American.
Yeah. Well, we talk about horror stories on this show, but modern life.
Right.
There's the...
Nothing's more horrific than my suburban nightmare.
Exactly.
Except, possibly, the concept of our show this evening.
Ah, good segue.
Yeah, wasn't it? So tonight our guest is... from the Destination America show, Killing Bigfoot, Jim Lansdale. And, you know, all the topics that we have on this show are, I don't know if controversial is right, but believing in them is somewhat controversial. But this one is a controversy in a controversy,
yeah.
Which is interesting because, you know, there are a lot of Bigfoot researchers out there.
There are.
And they are very... devoted, and a lot of them have fallen in love with Bigfoot, thinking he's a he/he. I don't want to genderfy Bigfoot, but that they are these gentle, loving creatures that you know, time forgot. And then we have Jim Lansdale and his crew,
who are all about the title of their show,
right. Their group Killing is called the GCBRO, Bigfoot. And they are out to bring in a body.
Right.
Yeah. And so...
well, I can see the controversy there.
I can. You know, I can. I can see, you know, that it upsets a lot of people, especially in a time when Cecil the Lion, you know,
yeah,
those sorts
true.
Of things are in the news, you know.
I think it's a little different, though, and, you know, coming into it, I feel as though I would come down on the side of killing Bigfoot.
Really?
For this reason, you know.
You seem so passive, Joe.
it's not like a lion or anything. It's, you know, this animal that has been disbelieved by the broad scientific community.
Right.
For, you know, some 50, 60 years, however long it's been.
Mm-hmm.
It would be practically unprecedented in a scientific sense if suddenly a body were to turn up.
Oh, absolutely.
So I think, you know, the loss of one magnificent primate, you know, it's probably worth it in the grand scheme of history and science and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, most people that I talk to in preparation for this show, just to give a little background, this show comes from Redding, California, and people think of California as being, you know, very liberal, very, very Hollywoodified, that we all surf and all that.
Yes.
Redding is not that. Redding is definitely the conservative hub of California, and there's a lot of hunting going on here, a lot of agriculture and stuff like that. So you're going to find a little bit more of an open attitude towards this around here. But almost everybody I spoke to said, no, man, leave Bigfoot alone. Why you got to kill Bigfoot? And then I would explain that
they're not hunting him for meat or fur.
Right, that they're trying to bring in a body because that's basically the way science has worked throughout since the dawn of science. And even then, they're all, well, just let it go. But you could tell that they kind of backed off a little bit there once you brought up the way that, you know, science works.
I think, you know, finding footprints or a body that died of natural causes or hair samples or any number of other things would also be perfectly acceptable. But if someone brought in a body, I would say, well, I would not say, you monster. I would say, well done.
Right, right. Yeah, and Andrea, our social media guru, I don't know, what do you call somebody who takes care of your social media? She had a good point.
Basically the savior of the show.
Right. She had a good point when she was talking to Jim about it, basically saying that if she was camping and Bigfoot jumped out of the bushes, they'd probably freak out and shoot it.
Right.
You know, be absolutely terrified. So, I don't know if you have an opinion on killing Bigfoot. Let's keep it respectful, but give us a call at 530-605-4567. And, you know, this should be an interesting one.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to hear what he has to say.
And I got to point out that Joe is not here. Joe has moved away, so he'll be back and forth. But Joe's favorite topic is cryptids.
Well,
and
he'll be here in spirit.
Yeah, Joe.
Though that would be more appropriate for Ghost Show.
Right, right. Well, let's hope he's not here in spirit. You're listening to Radio Wasteland. We'll be back with our guest, Jim Lansdale from Killing Bigfoot.
So soon you'll take me up in your arms, too late to beg you, or cancel it though I know it must be. So cruelly you kissed me, your lips a magic world, your sky all hung with jewels. The killing moon will come too soon. Fate up against your will, through the thick and give yourself to
This is Carl in the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Summer is here, and you need your car running right. At NAPA, they carry everything a shade tree mechanic could want, from tools to timing belts. Change your own oil? NAPA has the filters, oil, and tools to make your job easier. Call any of their 7 stores to order parts or ask any questions you have. You can also order online at readingnapa.com. NAPA know-how, 2304 Churn Creek Road. Call them at 222-5565.
We're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, proud to announce that they've been named a SunPower Elite Dealer.
How did they achieve that status? Well, by having 90% or greater customer satisfaction on installation and by completing 2 advanced certification courses in topics like the design and installation of a high-efficiency SunPower system.
Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite Dealer because of their complete commitment to customer satisfaction. So give Powerhouse Solar a call today and get the best solar panels in the world, SunPower, installed by the best local solar company in the North State, Powerhouse Solar.
With solar energy, you won't have to worry about those energy rate increases or surcharges. And you can get solar now for as little as $75 a month with no money down.
There's no better time than right now, so consider Powerhouse Solar for your solar installation today. Call them at 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite Dealer, has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
So for solar as little as $75 a month, call Powerhouse Solar today or log on to powerhousesolar.com.
Mark, I can't wait for this month's second Tuesday dinner at Peter Chu's Sky Room. It's a great Chinese restaurant, and I am obsessed with their cashew chicken.
I know what you mean. I love the variety of options, so I always order something new. Peter Chu's offers many different options, including Mandarin, Szechuan, and Hunan cuisine. Please join us on Tuesday, June 13th from 5 to 9 p.m. at Peter Chu's on Airport Drive as they graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane to help care for the animals and work toward placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and we are here with our guest tonight, Jim Lansdale from the Destination America show Killing Bigfoot. Hi, Jim, are you there with us?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
Oh, not bad. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Finally had another rainstorm come through, and that seems like the norm for down here now.
You know,
where I go, I get rained on.
Yeah, it seems like the norm here too, which it is definitely not the norm. But our weather is oddly wet for this time of year. Reading, the town where we're from, Reading, you know, it'll get into the 100 and teens in the summer.
Goodness,
it's
it was 96 there with the heat index, and then we had a thunderstorm. But I was in Oregon last week for a few days, and it was cold and rainy the whole time I was there. So I guess the rain follows me around.
Right. Well, you know, before you got involved with the show and everything like that, were you a Bigfoot researcher to begin with? How did you get started with your interest in Bigfoot?
Well, I really wasn't a Bigfooter by any means. I mean, I was skeptic full blown. Just one night years ago, about 25, 26 years ago, my oldest son and I drove down to our deer camp, and I put him a little feeder, a perforated feeder where you have to shake it for the corn to fall out, on a tripod. And we drove in, and we turned into the pointed the headlights at the feeder, and there was something squatted there, sideways to us, had its hands or feet or paws on the feeder, and it was shaking it. And it was there for a few seconds, you know. I mean, probably 35, maybe 40 yards. I can't recall exactly, but not far. And then it dawned on it, oh, crap, there was headlights. And so it turned and it looked at us, huge red eyes about the size of a Coke can. It stayed there just for a few seconds. We got a pretty good look, I guess. I just didn't know what it was. And then it bolted on all fours and went to a hawthorn thicket. I noticed the legs. It was real heavy through the thigh and the buttocks area, kind of narrow, slimmer in the calf area, but I thought it should be, you know. But my son asked me, he said, Dad, what is that? And, you know, I didn't know. It never dawned on me that that was a Bigfoot. I mean, I never even thought of a Bigfoot. I don't know what I thought about, but I just, he asked me what it was, and I told him, I said, son, I have no idea what that is.
All right.
And then the next year, we're getting the place ready to hunt, and going down this iron bridge down here off of Red Clay Hill. I'm cutting some limbs, and he's hustling them off the road, and we get up to this area where my dad-in-law had poured out a pile of maize for some quail. And inside, something with three toes, about 9, 9.5 inches, stepped in that maize. And it looked like a human track, other than it just had three toes, and the big toe was a little bit larger than what we would consider a human toe. And I know we walked around that track for an hour before we, you know, finally saw the other track that was in the maze. And the other track was 19 and a half inches. So we had two tracks in this maze. One was 9 inches, 9.5. The other one was 19 and a half. And that's how I got started right there. I knew something was there.
I see. So I assume you started your group at that point prior to the show getting started.
Oh, yeah, much, our group, Bobby and I have been together since, I think, 97, something like that. I worked about 5 years, 6 years by myself, you know, trying to figure out what was going on. And I contacted Bobby, and then Bobby and I have been together ever since.
Now, I know there's
GCBRO.
Right. Now, I know there's a lot of pushback in the Bigfoot community towards your approach of bring in the body, but
right.
But do you find that there is also a large demographic in the Bigfoot community that supports that?
Well, sure. Well, sure.
Well, I don't mean like people that support it, but I mean like Bigfoot researchers who support it.
Right. Right. I understand.
Yeah.
Well, my deal is, Chauncey, is that those people have never had anything happen to them as what's happened to me. As far as my dogs, I was a big dog owner, still am, and raised dogs and ran them and different critters, and they kill my dogs. I've had them come up and kill 8 pups, skin them and eat them right there at the pen. So I lost 13 dogs in a period of probably 3 months one time. My sons couldn't even hunt down there because of the clicking and the beating on the trees and screaming at them and howling at them. And but so I wanted to know what it was. I really did. The curiosity factor just killed me. I'd put myself in some situations, which most people probably wouldn't, because I wanted to know exactly what this thing was. And that's basically how I got started, was because of what I saw, the tracks, and then, you know, staying and then having some sightings and listening to the different sounds and things that I'm an old woodsman. You know, I grew up on the river bottoms over in East Texas on the Sabine River. I never saw anything over there or heard anything that I'd consider a Bigfoot. But then again, I didn't know what I was listening for.
So what does one listen for then?
Well, there's just different sounds. I had a guy that claimed that he had a Bigfoot take a stick or his finger and break the lens in his game camera. So, and I knew there was activity there because I'd seen some probably about a mile just east of that place or west of it. And so we drove down there, and just I have the at that time he was the police chief of a major city here in in Louisiana, and he was with me. And so we parked, and he showed us where the camera was put, and I walked down this sandy beach, and it was just, a lot of sand in this bottom. Big hardwood that flooded, you know, during the rainy season.
And I heard him something like it cleared his throat a couple of times. And I got back to the car and I asked Mark, I said, Mark, did you hear anything? He said, oh, yeah. He said, I heard. And he described what he heard. And I asked that man that was with us, I said, did you hear anything? Oh, no, I didn't hear anything at all. So my point is, we knew what we were listening for, and he didn't.
Right.
So he didn't pay any attention to what we did. And then Mark saw him. So we just, after years and years, you get accustomed to listening, and you know what you're listening for, and makes a big difference. I mean, a lot of people probably miss things that they shouldn't miss, and probably a lot of times they make stuff up that they hear that's not a Bigfoot.
Right. Right. So you're in Louisiana, right?
Yes, right.
So one of the Bigfoot sort of legends is the skunk ape. Is that something that you associate? And that seems to be from the South mainly. Is that something that you associate with Bigfoot? And do you make a connection there, or have you heard these things?
We never thought about it being a skunk ape, but we just thought, I remember the first track that I sent off to a guy in the Pacific Northwest, and I can't even remember who the guy was. And so he wrote me back, and he said, in an email, and he said, well, you don't have Bigfoot in the South. And I'm thinking to myself, hell, I got a 19 and a half inch track. It looks like a Bigfoot to me.
It is a Bigfoot. I mean, that is for sure.
25 years ago, the ignorance prevailed. In the Pacific Northwest, we're the only people that have a Bigfoot, and you guys have something else.
Right.
So I don't know what it is. You know, I have three-toed tracks, five-toed tracks. I found four-toed tracks. I mean, I had a guy in the panhandle of Texas that had six-toed tracks. So, I mean, what causes that? And we think inbreeding.
Right, right. Actually, that's kind of what came to my mind first, too. It's not exactly like they have a
large population.
A large population, or somebody telling them that they shouldn't.
That's right. Well, now that you mentioned that population-wise, these people that these experts that claim there's only several thousand for breeding purposes, they have no clue what they're talking about. I mean, there's several thousand just in this area that I'm at. I mean, I can take you almost any day and show you tracks, almost any day, on these rivers. And I may have to look a while, and I mean, we may have to walk a while, but I can certainly show them. I mean, they're there. Of all sizes. And something that we've been finding a lot of is a lot of the smaller tracks. We used to never find, you know, the juvenile track.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're finding 6 and 7 inch, 8 inch tracks that we used to never find.
So from watching your show and reading up on you guys, it seems like a lot of locals in your area, this is a common belief among a lot of the locals, and that they see them as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the habituators claim that they feed them, and they might. I don't know if they intentionally feed them. Maybe they're putting food out, and something gets the food, and they think it's a Bigfoot, and that happens. But, over in East Texas, there was a group that was doing that, and they had Bigfoot activity. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it pretty much got out of hand. There's some video of them, and I think MK Davis has quite a bit of video on them. And of course, that's some type of communication. People might say it's a language. I think it's just a matter of communication back and forth, mimicry. But when the man died, his wife didn't want anything to do with him, so she quit feeding him. But they used to feed him on a regular basis.
It seems a little dangerous.
But, I mean, there's one in video that looks like it's got to be, you know, 14 to 16 feet tall. It's real slender. Hmm. And then, again, I've got one from south of me. Looks like a female holding a young one that's about 12 foot tall. So real slender. And I've never seen one that big. I mean, most of them that I've seen, maybe 7 or 7.5 foot tall, you know, kind of. Maybe a couple of them are kind of robust, but what I mean by, you know, kind of like Patty, you know, the robustness of her.
Right.
But most of them are body shape, bodybuilders.
Right. Okay, well, Jim, we're coming up on the commercial break. It'll be just a couple few minutes. I hope you'll stick around, and I got more questions for you after the break. You're listening to Radio Wasteland with our guest, Jim Lansdale.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, Bungalow Bill. What did you kill? Redding weather is heating up again, and that means air conditioning in your car or truck is not optional. I trust St. John's Automotive on Eureka Way to do the job right with one-stop service for my car. They are family-owned, with fair prices, outstanding work, and great customer service. They do it all. Call St. John's Automotive 2040 Eureka Way at 605-4889. That's 605-4889.
There's an older animal at Haven Humane who lost his loving home just waiting for you to come rescue him. PALS Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion, and right now Blindsided is making a donation to this fund with every window covering order. Donations to this fund continue to provide homes for these older pets and honor the memory of this amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 10 years ago.
For window coverings, contact Blindsided today at 945-3969.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
I've had my fair share of bruises and injuries, but for many who put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane has created a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving animals. For help, please go to AmericanHumane.org.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Eagles concert production. Join us Friday, June 16th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Life in the Fast Lane. The songs of the Eagles live in the event center. This group's spot-on tribute will have you believing you're hearing the Eagles. They left the images of the songs they perform no frills. Speak for themselves. This is good, simple music. So take it easy as you drive down Life in the Fast Lane. Pass the witchy woman looking into her lying eyes. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets $12.50 each or a table of $10, $100. Don't miss the chance to see Life in the Fast Lane. The songs of the Eagles. The ultimate Eagles tribute band experience turns Wind River Resort and Casino into Hotel California. Friday, June 16th. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better. Concerts are better at the River.
Fox. All right. Welcome back to Radio Wasteland with our guest, Jim Lansdale from the Destination America show, Killing Bigfoot. So I guess the big question here, you know, that you probably get hit with a lot, Jim, is why kill it?
Well, there are several reasons. And first off, let me explain this. We're not just out to kill a Bigfoot. We could have already killed a female and a young, a juvenile.
Mm-hmm.
But there's certain male animals that come around people's homes and kill their dogs or raid their chicken pen, kill their cats, their geese. You name it, they kill it. They harass these people to no end. I mean, when you're afraid to walk to your mailbox during the day because of a Bigfoot, then something needs to be done. And so what we do, that's the ones we hunt, are the nuisance Bigfoot. And they need to be eradicated. And here's the thing. If they're brave enough to do what they do now, it's just a matter of time before they're brave enough before they can actually cause physical harm or kill someone. And that's what we're afraid of. I've actually seen them run from people's houses. I've had them follow me down there. I took pictures of them following me. They're brazen. And not all of them are like that. There's just a few that are like that. But we've traveled all over this country, and so we know that Louisiana and East Texas are not the only places that are like that.
Yeah, I've of course, being interested in the topics that I'm interested in, I've watched a lot of shows about this sort of thing, and most of them have somewhat benign Bigfoot sightings, it seems to me. But I do remember one where the people were, like, trapped in their house, and they had to put screws through a board and flip it over in front of the doorway, and a Bigfoot ended up stepping on it, and they actually got the blood and hair from that sucker trying to get into him, and had that analyzed, and, the analyzing doesn't always turn out. So a lot of the reason why you feel that hunting it is your plan is because in your area they are a nuisance.
Well, yeah, the ones that we hunt are aggressive animals. I mean, we're not just going out hunting Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I know where some are. Or I think I know where a male is now, and he hasn't caused anybody any problems, so he's not any concern of ours.
I see.
But ones that we hunt are the ones that are the nuisance animal that, when you start taking pictures of a Bigfoot's tracks at your windows, your bedroom windows, and you're throwing rocks and beating on the side of your house, and scaring the kids, and the grandkids can't go out. I mean, even one of the boys, the older boys, was actually chased by a Bigfoot, and or claimed he was, and scared him to death. And, something needs to be done. And people say, well, if the Bigfoot wanted him, he could have caught him. And I do agree with that. But why would the Bigfoot chase him to begin with?
Right.
And that's my point. Why?
Right.
He has no right to do that. I mean, we're talking, let's equate this down to Africa. We got a lion chasing some kid,
Right.
And whether he catches him or not is immaterial. He was catching him, and if he caught him, he could kill him. Same thing with a Bigfoot. He could kill him if he wanted to. If he caught him, he could kill him.
Right. How intelligent do you think these animals are, when it comes to tracking them? And so they're so hard to find.
Right.
Is it because they're just incredibly reclusive, or is it because they are smart enough to not be found?
Well, it's a combination of things. And by some of the teepees and things that I've seen that's built over a period of time and years, and I would say they're built probably about 10 to a 12-year-old kid building them, These little old teepees is what it looks like to me, and the little wagon-looking wheels. But they just know to stay hidden from us. I mean, that's just like a deer. They know to stay hidden from us as well.
Right.
Look at bear and cougar. They do the same thing. I mean, you can walk right by any of these animals that I just mentioned, and they'll never move, and you'll never see them. We know that there's just thousands of bears. But how many bear sightings do we actually have? And it's very few,
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen one outside of the zoo or two.
And I don't know how people Bigfoot hunt there, especially in the area that I was in. A lot of open timber, a beautiful country. But, my God, how could you do research there?
Right. So you get a lot of pushback from Bigfoot researchers. What kind of pushback are you getting? Are you getting people showing up to your shows, or are you getting just trolled online, or what does this pushback look like?
Well, the only pushback really, and you're talking about on the show itself, and really we don't have that much. I mean, I'm sure that there's some people that dislike what we do or attempt to do, but mm-hmm. I don't have anybody get on me, about anything.
I see.
That is basically my opinion, what needs to be done. And if they're no kill, then that's theirs. And, you go your way and I'll go mine. That doesn't mean that I'm out just trying to, kill every Bigfoot I see, because I'm not going to. Our group is not going to. We could have already done that if we'd wanted to. But ours is about the aggressive Bigfoot and help these people who have aggressive animals around their homes.
So how many reports of these aggressive animals do you get in a given amount of time, let's say a year in your area?
Well, in my area alone, I mean, I get, I don't know, I would say, depending on the year, sometimes three, sometimes six, you know. And then here's the deal. The time, it's time consuming to actually go and actually investigate
reports, because you have to spend many hours there. And because I don't know what's going on, all I do is just get this person's word. And what he considers aggressive may not be aggressive. Then again, it may be overly aggressive. So what I have to do is spend a considerable amount of time in these areas before I'll even say we need to hunt this animal.
The rest of our group is like that. I mean, you just have to spend a lot of time. But we get them, we do get, periodically, we do get reports of aggressive animals, and we do trap.
I see. So what is... Are there any reports of a Bigfoot actually attacking a person, you know, like physically harming or running off with a baby or, you know, I don't know.
None that I know of. Now, I have a man, an older black man and lady, and they may even be dead by now, but years ago, I was told.
And talked to me, this is third party, that a Bigfoot came and stole one of their little girls. Now, whether they did or not, I don't know, because I went to the man's house and knocked on his door, and they would have nothing to say to me about it at all.
I see. And,
but, yeah, I guess it's possible that it happens. I think you get these reports from people disappearing. I mean, I hear them all the time.
Reports about people, you know, being killed, and now how accurate they are, I don't know.
Hmm.
You know, your police officer, and your sheriff's department, they're not going to tell you a Bigfoot killed something. They may say a bear or a cougar, but they're not going to see a Bigfoot.
So, you know, here's a big question that the skeptics ask. And seeing how you, you know, are saying that there's so much activity in your area. So the big skeptic question would be, why haven't we found any sort of body that died of natural causes, or why don't we really have any credible evidence of the Bigfoot? Or do we have credible evidence that maybe the media has squashed?
Well, there's credible evidence as far as DNA is concerned. The thing about it is there's just no primers developed that will tell us exactly what it is. They say it's this and they say it's that, and they're not real certain what it is or what it's related to one way or the other. I mean, if we hadn't had primers for chimpanzees, in their DNA, well, we say, well, this thing is just almost a human, you know, other than the hair and the non-opposable thumb. But, and that's the way these are here. I mean, we have, yeah, we've provided blood and hair and of course, tracks. You name it, we've done it.
So when you say a primer, you mean having, like, the body in order to say this is what the DNA comes from?
Well, yeah.
To compare it to.
Something to go by. Something definite that the scientists could say, we know where this came from.
Right.
And we have extracted this from this particular animal. And I can tell you right now, all the skeptics, they're interested in it. They know. Most of them, I would say, 90% of the people in the United States or even the Bigfoot community, they know that there has to be one on a slab for identification. And, you know, there's always the fear that they could die out and we'd never know what they were.
Right.
Is that what they want? Or do they want us to try to have protect, you know, what they did with the spotted owl in California? What would they do for a Bigfoot here in the South?
I see. So how did you get approached for the show?
Peter contacted us, as a matter of fact. Hmm. And we did a little deal for him and sent it back to him. And then we didn't hear from him for a couple of years. And he told us the reason being is that none of the networks were interested in Bigfoot at the time.
It
had nothing to do with kill or no kill. It was just that they weren't interested in Bigfoot at the time. And just out of the blue, he contacted us again, and we've been together now 5 years, I guess, something like 4 or 5.
All right. Well, Jim, we're coming up on our very last commercial break. I hope you'll stick with us. You're listening to Radio Wasteland with guest Jim Lansdale from the Destination America show, Killing Bigfoot. We'll be right back.
Better run through the jungle. Oh, don't lose faith. It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's time to celebrate with Anderson Explodes, Pam Tillis and Amy Clausen on July 3rd at the Shasta District Fair. Brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, Redding Kia, Sierra Pacific Industries, KRCR, Chronic Disaster Services, and this radio station. Admission is free, so come on down. Gates open at 4 p.m. Music starts at 7:30. Fireworks at 10 p.m. Food and drinks are available, including the annual 4-H FFA barbecue. Parking is just $4. See you July 3rd at Anderson Explodes.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest Jim Lansdale from the Destination America show, Killing Bigfoot. Jim, I wanted to ask you with all your involvement in sightings of Bigfoot, what about famous sightings of Bigfoot? You know, like the Patterson-Gimlin film. Have you seen this, and do you think that is accurate and what you're seeing as well?
Yeah, I've looked at that film many times, and that is a real challenge.
I'm sorry, you're cutting out a bit there, Jim.
That's a real Sasquatch, a real Bigfoot. There is no doubt.
So that is an accurate, when you're telling us of what you're seeing in your area, that is an accurate.
Right. Well, the bigger ones like that, the robust ones, we don't see them. They're not quite that big. Mm-hmm. But I have seen some that are similar to that as far as being the that big barrel-chested type. And, yeah, that fits the bill. That's what I would consider a Bigfoot.
I see. So how close have you come to getting one of these?
To actually harvest?
Yeah,
Or just one come close to me?
No. To actually killing one to bring in.
2003, we shot one over a deer carcass. I'd been feeding them for a long time. I had three males that were down there. Two of them were on the north side. One of them was on the west side. And the one from the west came and actually was belly crawling up, reached out, grabbed the snout of the deer, and the guy shot him in the back. And we found blood and so forth and mucus. The lab in Oklahoma said it was the same grouping as the gorilla, chimpanzee, bonobo, and orangutan.
Really?
And we never did find the corpse.
Really?
Or the body.
You know, it's really that, you know, I personally want to believe a lot of this stuff, but, you know, having little experience myself, I am skeptical. I think that word carries a negative connotation, but I'm open to it, but skeptical, going like, hey, you know, I want to see some proof, you know, find that some of this DNA evidence, when they bring it in, and the hair evidence, you know, sometimes when they're doing it, you know, it's definitely an eyebrow raise for me.
Right. Well, you know, the thing about it is, we don't even do that anymore. We know there's nothing there for it to identify. So it's a waste of my time and money, and our time and money to have something sent off. It's just not. I mean, you got to have a corpse. If you don't have a corpse, there'll never be identification. And regardless of what people say or think, there has got to be a body on a slab. And then once that body is there and science does whatever they have to do, then we know for a fact what this creature is.
Right.
For a fact.
Yeah, so up here in the Pacific Northwest, I don't know. Sean, do we count as the Pacific Northwest?
No, I don't think so.
All right, up here just south of the Pacific Northwest, where Bigfoot is, you know, a popular topic. You know, a lot of people tend to have sort of fuzzy feelings about the Bigfoot up here.
Though we definitely do have sightings in this area.
But, yeah, we definitely do. Course. Well, that Patterson-Gimlin tape is from up here. And, you know, people tend to have fuzzy feelings about it. And so, I don't know. Like, what would you tell these people when they basically, you know, they're of the opinion that this thing is as smart as a person? And so here you are wanting to go out and potentially shoot this thing that's as smart as a person. And so, you know, how do you rectify that in a conversation?
Okay, well, it gets back down to what I was telling you, that we're not just trying to kill a Bigfoot. We're after these nuisance Bigfoot, okay? It's like this is the criminal element of Bigfootery.
Right? I like that. I like the way you put it. I do
and
like
that's
that.
What we're hunting. We're not just out to shoot a Bigfoot. I mean, we could have done that. I mean, I could have. That's not what I want to do, you know? And this warm, fuzzy feeling, if they don't want identification, that is solely their business. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I want some type of identification. I want to know what it is. It's beyond curiosity. I want to know what it is. And not only me, but literally millions of people want to know what it is.
Well, that is absolutely true, because your show has definitely piqued a lot of people's interest. So what is the future for your show? Are you guys going to keep going?
The producer, I haven't heard from him in a while. So, you know, Peter's always working on something. Last I heard, he was working. So I don't know.
Right.
I can't tell you anything.
And what about the GCBRO? Is that?
Oh, we're going strong.
You're going strong?
Growing every day. Yeah. I mean, we have many members getting bigger all the time. There's people that agree with what we do. And let me explain something to you. There's some people that are in our group that are no-kill.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. I mean, that's your preference. That's your belief. And we don't try to beat somebody over their head and try to convince them of anything. You know, it's whatever they believe is fine with me, as long as it's not some type of hocus-pocus, you know, something that can disappear on me and appear, comes from another dimension and vibrates at a certain speed that we can't, you know, that's fine. I know a lot of people believe that. And that's, you know, and I can tell you the ones that believe that are the researchers that get into this, have had some type of experience with sighting, and then all of a sudden they've become a researcher, and it gets, finding evidence is very difficult to find. And so it's easy to say, well, it just disappears or it goes to another dimension, you know? So.
Right. Yeah, I've always found that theory to be interesting, but also incredibly convenient.
Well, I find it kind of interesting as well, but I think it's, you know, Scott's just the people that are not really researchers. I mean, what I'd consider is a person that sits on the computer, you know, and not really out in the woods and, you know, here's the key. If you want to have a sighting, you have to go where they are. I mean, it's just like fishing. Because you see water on the side of the road doesn't mean that there's a fish in that water.
Right.
Same thing with woods. Because you see woods doesn't mean there's a Bigfoot there. There's groups of these animals in certain areas. And if you find those areas, your chance of having a sighting grows tremendously. I mean, I won't go to a place that's not that doesn't have a lot of sightings before. I will not go. I'm not spending my time there in a dead hole. I mean, I've heard them before. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been roared at, growled at, screamed at, had stuff thrown at me. You name it, I probably had it. And I'm not interested in that. I want to have the sighting. I want to see if that's the animal that we need to harvest, the one that's being aggressive and killing people with dogs, cats, and livestock.
Right. Okay, well, Jim, we're coming up on the end of the show here. Can you tell our listeners how they can find out more about you?
Well, you can go to our website. It's gcbro.com. There's quite a bit of reading there. It's considered, I know Bobby runs the website. I don't have anything to do with that. Or you can look us up on Facebook under Killing Bigfoot or the GCBRO. We have different websites. I know I have a Facebook page. It's just Jim Lansdale. No big deal. I've got a few pictures there. I need to update that as well. Periodically, at Louisiana Bigfoot is one of them that I run, and I put some pictures up there every now and then of interesting things, of pictures of a Bigfoot that I have, or tracks, or so forth and so on. So don't be afraid if you see me and you want to look at some of the stuff. I'll certainly, you know, friend you out, let you look.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being a guest on our show. I've really enjoyed talking to you and learning more about what, you know, the dangers of the Bigfoot and, you know, learning more about this other side of Bigfoot research. I really appreciate you coming on the show and letting us know about it.
I enjoyed it. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot. You've been listening to Jim Lansdale on Radio Wasteland from the Destination America show, Killing Bigfoot.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Casa Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Trump is said to be considering firing the special counsel investigating election interference by Russia and alleged Russian ties to the Trump campaign.
In an interview on PBS NewsHour, a friend of President Trump, Newsmax CEO Chris Ruddy, says he thinks Trump is considering perhaps terminating the special counsel. He says that's an option he believes the president is weighing. Under current Justice Department regulations, the firing would have to be done by Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, not the president, although those regulations could theoretically be set aside. Mueller is leading the investigation into alleged Russian meddling in the 2016 election and put